I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Iranian secret police arrested house church leaders in four cities in what many are calling a crackdown on the house church movement in that Islamic nation. Evangelist Sami Tippett beams Christian television programming into Iran via satellite.
We estimate that there's probably been this year about 100 people who have been arrested, who've been interrogated and released inside Iran. Just in the last week or so, it has increased even more.
Tippett believes it's a government's response to the incredible growth of the house church movement, which makes them nervous. Next, many North American Christians have access to Scripture but never read the Bible all the way through. Bible Pathway Ministries' Karen Hawkins says their case isn't unusual. She remembers a retired pastor who admitted he'd never read the Bible cover to cover. That's why they're issuing a challenge to believers in 2007.
We will give the January issue of Bible Pathway, which covers Genesis and Exodus, to get you started. A habit is made or broken in 21 days, so if people will start Genesis 1 to 3 on January 1, I think they're going to be hooked, and they will read all of the Bible.
And World Vision just launched its interactive 3D gift catalog. The effort connects the virtual reality with real-life poverty in the underdeveloped nations. They're partnering with Second Life in what's becoming a developing global village. The alternative gift catalog allows donors to send tools in support of some of World Vision's long-term development programs. That, in turn, allows the team members to act as the hands and feet of Christ with those they serve. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering evangelist Sami Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.